If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Sylvia, I think since you're filling in for Mary, and she usually does what's with, and she's not here, we're going to have you go first today. What's your story?
Okay, so I picked this story because I, like you, Lisa, love animals, right? And I think that because I love animals and I'm passionate about them, I really wanted people to hear this with really big ears. So 8 pets were rescued from a hot car recently in North Philly. And according to police, when the Temple University police got on the scene of this car, they found a total of 7 dogs and 1 cat. And the car was hotter than the outside temperature, which was a little above 100 degrees.
Oh.
Yes. And I think a lady named Corinthia Johnson said she was walking down the street near the university when she just noticed this car had animals inside of it. So she called the police and they came to get them out of the car, you know, concerned about their safety. And they responded and retrieved the dogs and the cats. But I wanted to share that to just let people know that we want to make sure that we're not just making sure that our human babies aren't inside of hot vehicles as we're getting ready to head into August, but our fur babies need to be kept outside of hot vehicles for long periods of time as well, guys. Please.
I hope that whoever had that car is charged, but my God, can you imagine 8 dogs and cats in 1 car?
I cannot. No.
Must have been a strong cat.
Steve.
I know.
Right?
Yes, Steve. Right. Very strong.
Can I go next?
Yeah.
I was going to go next.
I want to take Kevin's story from him. He doesn't know that
Let's
I
go.
Know what his story is, but today is International Beer Day.
I'm going to fight you.
Did you know it?
you knew what his story was.
I had it all. I had everything laid out here.
Go ahead. You do it.
I have a story.
I have a brewery story. I'll just follow it with you.
Let's go ahead.
No, you take it.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but today's International Beer Day. And
it
happens to fall on a Friday.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Any breweries doing anything to celebrate it? Like I would. If I were a brewer, I'd give away beer.
You know what? I'm going to celebrate. I don't normally do this on a Friday night, Steve, but I'm going to have some Miller Lite tonight.
Is it free?
You could have every international beer in the world. You could put anything you want in front of him. Kevin's always going to choose the Miller Lite.
I'll mix in a Guinness and some other beers, but Miller Lite's number one in my beer power rankings. Miller Lite is doing a big promotion, Steve. Is this what you were getting?
I did not know that.
You know, they're celebrating 50 years of Miller Lite. I can't believe it's been 50 years already, you know? Time flies. 50 years. 50
you remember when it started.
Yeah. And 50,000 beers on Miller Lite starting like now, 4:50 to 7. They say they're giving out beers all across America. I can't find out where they're giving away beers in Chicago or in Illinois.
Only one per person, Kev.
But there will be Miller Lite in my house tonight. You know how many breweries there are in Chicago, Steve, Lisa?
Sylvia? No, I would like to know. That's interesting.
We had some very nice couple of different beers from Alarmist Brewery last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Haymarket's good. I turned you onto a Haymarket beer, didn't I?
Yes, you have.
You said how many are in Chicago?
In Chicago, around Chicago.
Around,
guess?
In and around.
Above. Chicagoland.
53.
Maybe 20?
What are you laughing at?
20? According to Google and also ChatGPT, around 190 breweries in Chicagoland.
That's what Lisa
really?
Was going to say. Yeah.
Yes, Lisa was going to say.
So okay. I don't get out enough. Okay.
So I went to college in Milwaukee, right? And they had the Miller Brewery there.
Yeah.
They had the Pabst Brewery.
Is that why you went to Marquette? Because the Miller Brewery's there?
I know people who did, yes. And drinking age was 18. And so I had a buddy of mine, Haas from New Jersey.
Haas, he likes a beer.
Would take the Pabst Brewery tour every Friday.
Get a couple of free ones?
Because you'd get free beer at the end of the tour.
Yeah.
And he did it so often that he would stand behind the tour guide and mouth the words.
he just became a tour guide?
Yeah, because he knew they had the tour memorized. And he was a big guy. And, you know, she'd be saying, and the hops come from. And his mouth would be moving, and the hops come from.
That's amazing.
Beautiful thing.
We used to do that when we were 18 because you could drink in Wisconsin. We're like, well, we could just go to the Miller Lite Brewery,
yeah,
take
there
the tour,
you go.
And get a free beer.
That's great.
I looked it up. I think we have laws in Illinois that prevent Miller Lite from giving away 50,000 free beers. But if you look up Wisconsin, Verona, Madison, Green Bay, Milwaukee, Appleton, New Berlin, I mean, everywhere in Wisconsin is giving away the free beer today.
Oh.
50 years, 50 states, 50,000 beers on us, 50 years.
They've had those special gold cans, I'm sure you're aware of,
Steve. I'm so aware of those.
Those are great.
I don't know what you're
They have gold Miller Lite Tallboy cans for the 50th year celebration.
When is that? Is that coming up?
It's now. I'm going to have a Tallboy on my train ride home tonight, Steve, in honor of International Beer Day.
So can I do a sports story, Lisa?
Yeah, bring it
Since
on.
Since Kevin did, I knew Kevin's story. Did you see the story about the Kraken mascot?
No,
happened? This is Seattle, right?
The Seattle Kraken, which is a sea monster, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so they were filming a promotional video, and somehow it had to do with fishing. I don't know why, but they were in the woods fishing. The mascot for the Kraken was videotaping this promotional video. Kraken forward John Hayden and the mascot Bully were in the river fishing when a grizzly bear entered the water on the other side of the river.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the picture. The bear
he's in the full mascot gear.
First of all, that mascot, yeah. I mean, anything would chase that mascot. That thing is so weird, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I don't know if they thought the mascot was, you know. Anyway, the video showed them walking away from the bear, but the bear followed and then began to chase them. I guess it eventually turned away.
Wow.
And they got to the other side.
So the Kraken scared away the bear?
So I don't know if there's like the bear saw a lady, thought he saw a lady Kraken or something, or what the attraction was.
Oh, my God.
Pull that up. Google that right now. All three of you. Look at the bear. The bear, I'm surprised, didn't take this guy down.
It's not that far from the mascot.
No.
It would have made. I mean, it would have made for a remarkable video, promotional video.
Right. They could have done Bear Night.
You just put the Kraken video under, or, you know, Kraken logo under it.
That could be like a hype video. Kraken mascot scares off bear. They could mix it
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that is something.
Isn't that wild? That bear is right on him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it looks like it's moving with some force. I don't have the video of a still.
Yeah.
But
and what, honestly, is that the worst mascot in the U.S.? What I know it's
Lisa,
supposed to be
Lisa,
an undersea troll, but
they're called the Kraken. I mean, what do you expect?
Oh, that is hilarious. Now I know they're out there doing a video, but I think they've got the video.
They've got the video, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you go with that. You don't try and do anything after that. You come up with an ad campaign around it, and you use that video as your promotional piece.
I don't know where they were, but I mean, I went up to Alaska, and it's been several years, but the fishermen I knew there, my wife's family, they would all go hunting, but they would take a gun with them. Just for
because
that reason.
You're hunting.
I'm not hunting. I'm sorry, fishing.
Fishing.
Yeah, but while they're fishing, they always had a gun with them just in case there was a Kraken chasing grizzly coming out of the woods.
That's wild. That is absolutely wild. Okay, check out that picture. Hey, and Riffs on Record, we play after the 5:30 news. Are you up for this? You think you know music? Drew, do we have a theme this week or is it a mishmash of everything?
It's going to be a little bit of everything today.
Okay, so basically if you like music, we get a lot of people in bands that like to play this, but you name the riff off of a record or you name the artist and you win some prizes. That comes up after 5:30. And one last push for the Ducks. John Williams indicated that this audience does not care. Do you have that audio, Colin, from yesterday? I found it to be a little bit rude. We have this friendly competition going on. We want to help sell ducks for the Ducky Derby, which takes place this coming Thursday in the Chicago River, right outside of our studios, and it all benefits Special Olympics. So Bob Surratt has a team. I have a team. John has a team. He's got a picture and a team name and all that kind of stuff, and we have this friendly rivalry going about whose listeners would buy the most ducks. This is what John said.
Bob, you know, we're kind of jazzed about this Ducky Derby for Special Olympics Illinois.
With our mascot, Speed Duck.
Maybe that's why I'm pulling ahead.
Mm-hmm. That is why.
Bob Surratt has a team. Lisa Dent has a team. I have a team. We've asked our listeners to donate to Special Olympics Illinois. And one of our names, we're trying to see who can get the most ducks in the water. And yesterday, Lisa had 498 to my 491. So we mentioned that, and we've gone from 498 to 728 on our page. So really, Lisa has no hope of catching up. And then Bob Surratt, who must work here, has 232 ducks. So I don't know what's happening with this Surratt person, but 232 ducks for him. If you add that to Lisa Dent, maybe they should get together and do that, eh? They would have 784, and that would beat our 728. I'm not a big fat bragger, but it would appear as though our listeners on the midday show care more.
How dare he? Make him eat his words. Go to WGNradio.com/duck and buy some ducks right now. Just make sure you're on Team Dent and not Team Williams. The news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.